Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, on three, all of us together.
Right.
Ian, you have to say it in the back as well.
Right.
One,
two, three.
G'day, mate.
Not a hope in hell. I thought you were going to pause there. Trying to set me up for sabotage.
No, that's the one.
Fuck that shit. Derek, you have to say it. Ian, producer Ian got me a lovely bucket hat. I'm pretty sure there's a kangaroo or something or koala.
I'm sure there's
or
a special name for that hat. Is there not?
Yeah, epoxy blind the eye off it because these things keep knocking me out like conkers.
I did.
They're like conkers. Look at them.
That's the one thing we need, a load of fucking different distractions.
Yeah. The ADHD doesn't know what's happening. It's like,
I was going to say, he's like a catcher. You know when they have to string.
Ah, stop it.
Ah, bless you, baby. You look great.
But anywho, hello, motherfuckers.
Hello. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm not going to lie, I'm very emotional, lads.
I'm not. I feel a bit sick after drinking that coffee because it's the first thing that I've had. More than that, no anxiety.
Girl,
can't wait to kick the mic off the wall when I'm leaving. Bye, motherfucker.
It's been a journey, hasn't it?
It's been a journey. So basically, we're just here to tell you for a brief 1 minute that this is the end. So hope you enjoyed our 1 minute.
Although we've come. No, we were supposed to do live shows. We were supposed to do a lot of stuff that we just didn't do. Yeah, but it's okay.
These things happen in life, you know?
Do you know what? Now, if there's one thing, I've learned an awful lot doing this podcast. I've learned a fuckload doing this podcast. And I think when you're doing stuff like this, no two seasons will ever be the same. The first year was absolutely grand. We rolled with it. And the second year, life just lifed.
All I can picture is that song, Not Again. This is supposed to happen to me. It's all I can picture.
Yeah, I think the three of us, producer Ian included, we all had a few journeys to go on during the time.
We're all bollocks.
One thing we realised is that we all need to be sectioned. But that's fine. But that is fine. So, listen, I'm sitting here thinking about it and we've had a good spin.
No, we had, but I couldn't even tell you what our funny little bits are here and there. I couldn't.
No, because we're
You
talked.
Definitely remember every second of every podcast.
To be honest with you, I genuinely don't.
Mama P would, because she still listens to them every day. That's a bleeding brilliant episode. Oh, TKB's got, ma, how many more times can you listen to it?
I think your mom is going to have that on loop
forever. I think
your
mom must have dementia because we're trying to do a little campaign thing for Instagram now. Now, I swear to God, I thought I was bad on camera. I must get it from me, ma. So because I've obviously learned so much to just speak in front of the camera when it's with her, like it's one line or two lines, she's like walking around with hair in her lines and then it's just point blank forgotten
Mute
about.
When the camera
so that's
hits
why
up.
I think she needs to keep listening to the podcast.
Oh, bless her heart. No, do you know what? And you're slagging your ma.
I'm not slagging you, ma.
You know what I mean? Like you're saying about what happened with the camera.
I'm putting words in my mouth too.
I'm sorry. I'd put something else. I'm only joking. I'm sorry. I'm in one of them humours today.
What?
High horn. I'm due them, so that's what's wrong. Look at the nervousness
like
on your face.
Heat. Look at you.
I done that skish on, and I swear to God, you're brand new. And then the camera goes on, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
No. Shitting, and I wouldn't mind. They were like, right, go on. I'd do the whole scene, and they'd be like, Carly, that was fantastic. Can
Is
you not
who?
Look down the barrel of the camera? Because I was literally looking right through the
like
camera.
The Kardashians when they're doing that little
doing the confessional.
Yeah.
That was me. I was looking directly at the camera. They were like, sorry, there's something caught my
eye. No, but it is very hard.
So difficult.
And like, and even if you get wind of it out of the side of your eye, you're literally going smack eye, trying to look at the camera when you're trying to look at something else, but then you do eventually look at it.
But remember, you were saying on the very first episode, you said about you going for the Big Brother auditions and your pots were gone the second they put you in front of a camera. It's a real thing. Your brain just goes completely fucking blank. And
because
it's very
embarrassing. Yeah, because they're asking you a question and you can't physically look at the people that's asking you a question. You have to look at a epoxy camera that's like literally just a dark camera.
Maybe I do very well doing that because I never never took my fucking eye off the camera. They were like, Carly, you're supposed to not look at the camera. When you're answering a question about yourself, it's fine. I know everything about myself. That's all right. Hand me a script, right? And I thought I knew no. They were like, Carly, you had to send that whole thing backwards, yeah? They were like, so if you just want to try it again,
give us
a
brief.
Mortified.
Is it out yet?
No, it's not out yet. Right. It's going to be out around the end of August, going back to school time.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So in about a week. So when is this one going out?
Today.
Oh, is it?
Today,
oh,
bitches.
Mammy. Well, come here, let's get to the point while we're on to Big Brother. These two little secret whores.
Oh my God, Ian got in my head.
No, yeah. These two thought I was going on Big Brother. And to be fair, it actually would work out perfect.
It's I'm all around the same time.
Because I was true to the next round of auditions, but I left it too long because they asked me to re-edit one bit because I put Georgie and Alison in it. When I was sitting there, it was literally just one take and I was sitting there playing Fortnite, I think, and I was like, merch.
You are a dose of a thing, you should have done it.
Yeah, I know, but look, all these things happen,
no,
a.k.a.
absolutely, the way they're supposed to.
The way I'm not travelling, because we'll get into that.
But what I was going to say was, right, me, innocent hole, never thought a thing of it. And Ian said to me,
and you're very quick,
usually on the ball, and I'd usually kind of put two and two together. And Ian says to me today outside while we're waiting on Sean, just because he was late again, he said, Carly, I wouldn't be surprised if in 3 weeks' time Sean Phipps pops up on Big Brother. And I went, oh my fucking God, I never even thought of that. And then I went, no, Ian, he can't hold his piss, he'd have to say something.
I know you have to
sign NDAs. You wouldn't not tell me.
Well, I'm only fucking telling you I'm going for it since I'm 17, Carly.
Yeah, very true.
That's the first time when we killed each other. I still told you back then, I ain't me on Big Brother.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I would have told
good.
You.
No, you wouldn't have been able to keep it. I know you wouldn't have.
No,
but when Ian said it, my brain was a bit like, oh, fuck, imagine he did just
maybe
jump
it's
up on me.
Maybe
something
else, who knows, guys.
Stop it, you little dun, brat. But yeah, I just have to mention in there that you are not going travelling now.
Yeah, no, because right, something may be in the works. And I believe that everything happens for a reason.
It does.
So basically, yeah, no one's going to Australia, so no one's going to be able to take the shine off it. So it's a dental practice that I was Googling, I'd say, about a year ago.
Right.
And a dentist that works there popped up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, happy days. And his work is absolutely brilliant. Like, very good cosmetic dentist. Like, and you know me,
I'm psychotic.
So I was like, oh, very good. So I just texted him the other day and I was like, hey, what's the story? Because I've texted him here and there, like, about his work. And I was like, look, I was like, just want to let you know I'll be moving over to Sydney. I was like, in a few weeks. And he was like, yeah, no problem. I was like, this is kind of like just a little brief background of everything that I kind of done in the like dental practice
very
that I was in.
Very passionate about the teeth.
Very passionate. And he knows this anyway, because I was telling him, like, do you need a treatment coordinator? He's like, yeah, come to Melbourne. I was like, oh, no, sorry.
Sydney.
But I didn't know that he had one in Sydney. And I was like, oh, happy days. So he put it on to his boss, and I think I'm going to be having a call with him. What a fucking day.
Not only that,
so this comes into plan now with the travelling. So I was in Vietnam, Bali with a few of the other people, but I just feel like no, because I'm waiting to finish off like a project with me and my mom that we're doing for Instagram. But you know yourself, Carly, that I'll either take, because you could have it in 3 weeks or you could have it in about 3 months, payment-wise. So I was like, if I go travelling, I'm going to have to get a loan off of someone from what I'd be getting paid to pay it back. But when I'm paying it back, I'll be landing in Sydney. Will I be financially stable or am I going to be stuck? So I was like, look, I can always do the travelling. And I was like, and Sydney's always everything that I've wanted to do.
Yeah, 100%.
So I was like, maybe I'll just go there and be set on my feet with extra money rather than going over there and being like, fuck, I don't have a job. I'm going to have to owe me bollocks out. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And so, you always said, Sean, like you, when you always spoke about going to Australia, you were never like, oh, I want to travel Bali and I want to do this. Not that you wouldn't
No.
But that was never your dream. Sydney is, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
So,
but then a little something happened and I may possibly be having a Zoom later on.
Ooh.
Or something. But this is all working out in plan because it was like, oh, look, we'd much prefer you to be in the one spot rather than travelling because if we need to pick it up straight away kind of thing. Now, I don't think anyone's going to have a proxy clue. I don't actually think we'll be able to speak about
it.
No, you're not.
So you may keep it to yourself. Really? But if it does come into fruition, people can come back on the episode and be like, oh my God, that's what you was talking about.
Absolutely. So that's that. So I was like, right, happy days. So then it gets even better, like as in falling on your feet and everything is supposed to work out with me because I actually am buzzing to go away because I feel like I'm just going away on a holiday. Like I don't feel like, oh fuck, I'm going to a big bad world. Across the world. So Ash and Cassie are home. So I don't know how this works out. I think Ash's brother was getting married and Cassie has a different wedding on this weekend and they live together and that's who I'm going to be living with. And I'm supposed to be flying out on the 6th to go traveling to Vietnam and Bali and all. But I was like, no, I was like, girls, I just feel like everything is right. We went for lunch yesterday. I was like, I feel like this would be right. I was like, especially like after the, I didn't even have the Zoom yet. I was like, but if I do get it, like happy days,
yeah.
I was like, I'll be in the one spot and to be able to fucking ship me away wherever it is and whatever it's going to be. So I was like, I think I'm going to come back with you. When he's come back, they're like, we're going back the 7th. I was like, Perfect. So I'm going to book my flight later on. I still don't have my flight to Sydney, by the way, because I was going to book it when I was in Bali. So,
yeah, of course.
Because it was cheaper. So I'm going to book the flight later on, and I'm only going a day after, 6th to the 7th, and I'm going straight to Sydney with the two people I'm going to be living with. So I think it works out better, and I actually cannot wait to go. It feels like I'm going to Ibiza.
Yeah, I literally think by your nervous system as well, with the travelling and stuff, going directly there.
Oh, you'd not be better than half the people 100%. Out there. Look at me sitting here. I'm like, I can't wait to go to Australia.
Where he's after having a fucking belt of anxiety the whole time, thinking about travelling and getting his stuff around. And all the whole lot, and now the difference in you knowing that you're going straight there with friends of yours. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you ain't going with other friends.
Oh, no,
but
100%.
People that you know that bit better and that you know you're going to settle with, it's just easier for you now to have that in your head going over.
Yeah, no.
I'm fucking delighted. And you know what? Like I said, you are riddled in anxiety with loads of different ways about it, and you look tense all night, I know.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's because all I have is a coffee this
morning. I was going to say, you look scary.
But yeah, so I'm buzzing. That's my little update for you guys. Still have no flight. Books probably will be booked up, but look, we'll get there.
We did put up on the podcast page today. What is wrong with me today? We did put it up today, just if you had any questions, and obviously people were asking, is this the end of that's what I heard, is this the last series? Unfortunately, it is the last series.
Mm-hmm. We had different plans, but they never fell fucking true.
Come here. And I really do think that, like, roads very certain ways for certain reasons. And it's after coming. I'm really appreciative of the fact that it's after coming to a natural close, and that me and Sean didn't slaughter each other and have killings and have to end it.
No, and you know what, lads? I feel like we're going to be friends again, because we've been on FaceTime for the past 2 days, and we've been speaking about things that don't have to be spoke about on the podcast. So it was like, oh my God, we haven't done this in about 2 years.
We've spoken more in the last 2 days than we have done the past 2 years.
No, that's exactly what you said to me, and we absolutely giggled the bollocks out of us, so I can't wait.
But let me be honest with you, right? I've had conversations with people that do podcasts together, right? Whether it be two boys, two girls, whatever, like friends. And apparently there's a wee bit of a podcast curse that tends to be a thing between people.
I can't see Joanne and Bog having that now.
I have spoken to a few people, and they've said that, not that they stop being fucking friends, but that it definitely changes the dynamic of the friendship. 100% when you bring work into it. Like.
Well, absolutely. Like, when you think about it, like, when we're going like neck and neck, and when we're very funny, I don't mean neck and neck as in fight. When we're telling stories, and when we're very witty, we want to tell each other that on the phone, on FaceTime, or face to face.
That's what I mean.
It's a giggle. But then if it's like, oh, we're going to talk about this in the podcast, the second reaction is not going to be like what I got with the first one. So it's completely understandable
was trying to save conversations for the podcast.
And then when they come in, we're like, oh, Alex, what was that conversation that we wanted?
Yeah, so it's definitely the end of the podcast, but the restart of our friendship. So we're excited for that.
So yeah, absolutely.
Someone then said,
what?
Is Carly going to continue on doing the podcast on her own? If I was ever going to do anything, it would never be, that's what I heard, I would never continue on me and Sean's thing together. An awful lot of people
don't
had
think
said
you could.
That.
I'd absolutely sue the life out of you for your €4.
No, never in my life. That name is left here. It actually, funnily enough, doesn't belong to us, the name.
So let us just tell you on the very last episode that we copied someone else. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We got the Aaron Grace off LTKB, and that's one thing that I want to die with the L name as well, is that it was definitely inspired by Thomas Cain Bourne, and we love him very much. We got his blessing on it. But we did indeed give the name over to Air Overhead, so that is where it ends. If I was to go on in the future and do something, it would be under a different name. And to be honest,
I thought you were going to say it there. Do not open your mouth.
I'm not opening my mouth, because
you've had this forever.
So when I got sick, one of the first things I said was that I'd a loving to do. I actually said a podcast at first, but now I've discovered that it's, don't get me wrong, podcasting isn't off the cards forever. Like, it's really not. But
I'll be back in a few weeks. So just fuck off. Hello.
That's what I know. Season 1.
On the way back, motherfuckers.
No, I'm going to go ahead and do something new. I do have a new project. Wouldn't say in the works. I have the ideas and all there. It's actually getting the ball rolling and getting the wheels turning on that. But very passionate about what I want to do going forward. And then I'll see whatever meets me along
the
way.
Well, hurry up and do something, because I'm going to be on the fucking farm for 88 days, aka 4 months, whatever that fucking is.
I'm going to need something to keep you entertained. But yeah, it's going to be based around either media, social media, some sort of social platform. It will definitely be there. So if you enjoyed the podcast, or if you enjoyed me shiting on you, may support me on my new venture.
I'm absolutely buzzing. I really hope it gets into fucking ball.
Yeah, so keep an eye on Instagram for that, because
I thought you were looking at me saying that.
Oh no, I'm saying that. Everybody help me.
Everyone.
What else was said? Here.
What?
So.
What is it?
Someone asked a very funny question. And I did. Like, don't fight with me. You're not allowed to fight with me.
I'm not fighting with you.
So the question was.
I'm allowed course.
You're not. Yeah, you're allowed. Yeah, you're allowed course. You're not allowed to fight with me though, because it's very funny. How does Sean think Skechers and construction are remotely related? Oh. I'm howling.
Why are you? Someone must have known I worked in Skechers.
No, we had a conversation on one of the last episodes and you were like, no, I did work very hard. And I said, construction. I said, how is construction in Skechers? And you were like, I was in the stock room.
I was in the stock room. Let me tell you something. So someone that just was like a game of Tetris all day, every day. I'm telling them little kids' shoes, a brand newborn shoe. You can fit about 800 boxes on the one shelf. If one fell, did it all topple. If one shelf fell, it was game over. It was like a puzzle. And you know what I'm like with my ADHD trying to do a puzzle. So do you imagine how hard it was with a code shoe 13609 and then the next one were all 800 different colours. Very tedious. No.
And he was saying the last day, farm work, Skechers. Hello. Same day.
Same difference. Now, any Skechers fan, Barbara, if you're listening, you would know Barbara. What it was like doing them delivery days. And we'd have to keep doing that all day, every day.
Oh, Sean, it's you're awful. Funny. You're very, very
ask
funny.
Ask me, Pipe, what was your stock room like in Pennies?
What, you think I did work? You're funny, stock room.
But
I
you probably
never
had a good hiding spot to hide in the biggest
the only time
pile
I was ever in the stock room was to pass through it to get down to the floor. I never went looking for it. We don't have that, sorry. No stock. I've never in my life helped one person in that shop, and I'm delighted.
Maybe
I didn't.
Just beat that out, because you'll probably be looking for a job.
No, I'll never go back. Don't take nothing now. Goodbye, bitches. Oh. I do need a new job though, if anybody
so
is
basically
hiring.
Back to the Skechers and construction.
Sean's like, whoever got smart. No, that
no,
is
but come here, honestly, from one to Peter Hopkins now, because did you see a story with the pig? With the little pig? Basically, there's a little piglet. Now, he's in the middle of nowhere. I don't know why he's doing. Is he in the mines?
I don't know why he's doing. I don't know.
But anyhow, lads, he's a fucking nut. He's like me and Carly by 800. Like, I mean, this man has some sort of ADHD. But he's brilliant. Like, what a man. So there he is, like, I can't believe the man ran off on it. He's minding a little piglet on the middle of nowhere.
A little baby
and
black piglet.
And the pig
got
is
lost.
Walking between its legs and all and won't stop
and
until he stops.
Like, if he stops walking, the pig stops
he's
walking.
He's like
beside
Homer Simpson, spider pig.
And he tried to walk around the side of the pig, and the pig trots underneath him. He has to be under his legs.
Thinks it's mama.
Yeah, he
piggy.
Thinks Peter is daddy. Oh, daddy so pig. Sweet. So sweet. You better find a little animal.
Did you see, sorry, speaking of animals, did you see that big pterodactyl tarantula that crawled on my hand the other day in my stories?
Yeah. Do you know what? So you have to go to Australia, Sean. Like, these spiders have, like, muscles and all. And you have to go over
100%.
Here.
Well, this thing must have had invisibility cloak, because I'm telling you now, my dad woke up, thought it was a rat. It was that big. Disappeared within a second. Then my ma seen it. Disappeared within a second. I'm walking down a pitch black stairs to just knock the light on, to open the door, to say goodnight, love you. I'm popping around to Charlotte for an hour. I'll BRB. And I knocked the light on, the thing crawls on my hand. And when the light went on, I was like, what is that? And I flung it. Well, do you think it grasped onto the wall like, tss, and then just started going. I was like, no, surely you were going to fall. Then just started sprinting out. So that's exactly what happened there. But the girls have said they've only ever seen two spiders in their life in Australia. And they're there like 5 years. So I was like, you liars, compulsive
they're
liars.
They're lying straight to put you know what? It's a lion
now,
a love. What is it?
The cockroaches are huge.
Go on the shop.
So I got me Deb shoes to kick the fuck out of them. Because them big,
the
dirty pinders. Cut in half.
Very
like,
bleak. Good. No, do you know what? I couldn't. I just need to let you know I absolutely couldn't.
What?
No, just all the insects, no.
Well, just as well you won't be then.
Look at you. Ooh. You'll be sitting in that man's box room while I'm
I'll be sitting
here
in the attic hiding from everyone. Is Sean up there? Let me know. No. I'm
God.
In Australia now on the green screen in the attic.
I just can't wait to watch it all unfold. I'm super excited.
I'm kind of devastated in a part like for the travelling, because I actually was buzzing. Put me little CapCut templates. I have loads of them saved. And I was like, I want to do a little travel vlog, because like Makeup by Joe's one is fucking. Now I wouldn't be anywhere near, because she loves doing that.
Shop, yeah, our content.
And because the whole content is always pristine, it's always going to be mine. It's just literally like, if you go onto my grid, my fucking eye is like that when I'm posting for my face and all. No, it is. Yeah. Let's be real. So I was like, it'll be half hour stone, but it'll be good.
Can we do something? Because the last episode.
Like what?
Do you have any smaller influencers that you love on Instagram that you really enjoy?
Oh, jump scare. Hold on a minute. This is about us, not anyone else today.
Just for a little minute, real quick.
Yeah, no, I do have one.
Right.
And it's a male.
Oh, I love that.
No, I love it as well because I'm like, oh my God, I wish I fucking could be like that. Like as I'm pristine and like, dude, get ready with me and look like that. But I absolutely don't. It's Adam Fogarty, everyone. Love him. What a man. So basically last week, Icon, like our management team, went and brought us for a day out. And I was like, oh, we're going to a hotel in Leitrim. I was like, so what we need? We went down to, I can't even pronounce it, Drumhill or something like that. It's in Leitrim.
Oh my God, it looked amazing.
Whoa. Yeah, they were literally like in the middle of a forest and there was just these big houses, like pods, but they were massive. Then you had a spa, they had everything, but it was brilliant. Icon team was on fire. Loads of wine, s'mores around. It was just brilliant.
Dead.
AKA, but Adam Fogarty was only new to the team, getting up showing us his Barbie dance because he was in the Barbie movie. Not a problem to him. And I was like, oh my God, what a man. And then just
he's
like,
he's so enthusiastic.
Oh, he's just brilliant.
He just loves life.
Like, what a man. He's just so nice.
Yeah,
so
he's a little doll.
That's one of the people I absolutely love. And I hope he fucking smashes it.
I love that.
He deserves it.
People who's that I love one? On Instagram.
As you're scrolling, you obviously don't love them that much.
No,
scrolling
I do.
Through.
It's just my brain doesn't work very well. I J'adore, painted by Paige. Do you know Paige?
I was at very long hair, very lovely girl.
Yeah. Painted by Paige.
I nearly had to sign our address there.
I was going to say it as well. Yeah, painted by Paige. Absolutely love her. Megan Ren. She does an awful lot of women's circles, yoga, all different bits and pieces.
Oh, that's a bit of you now.
That's a bit of me. Love Meg Ren.
I don't even say they fucking listen to the podcast and I give them a shout.
Maybe they don't listen to the podcast, but listen, I'm delighted for them. I hope they do well in life. And you know what? Who we had on, and I think everybody needs to follow them, and I think everybody needs to get involved if they have it in them. Inner City Running, the lads that we had on.
I wouldn't know because I had the fake shit that day.
I wasn't going in
to talk about running.
But yeah, the Inner City Running lads, if you ever wanted to join a running club, if you ever wanted to do a running event, the best place to do it, in my opinion, would be with Inner City Running. If you've not seen the TikToks of the event that they had recently, go and check it out. It was absolutely amazing.
Sorry, is this a paid post?
Honestly, this is
our last episode. No.
I just wanted to say.
I couldn't give a pipe. Let me tell you how unmotivated I am. I'm going away to Sydney where the men are jaw on the floor. Whoa. Because let me tell you, I'm already on hand and I'm popping up on the grinder to let everyone know I'm in a fake location over there. I am, because you get 3 free taps on grinder to move your location so it looks like I'm over there.
Right,
people are tapping me and I'm like, holy shit, this man is 42 and he looks about 45 and his body is unbelievable.
So are you already setting up your
this
little...
This is how unmotivated I am. Still not going to gym and you're talking about people going running? No, it's enough.
Right, well, can we talk about the men? Because I'm excited because, like I said, very
I can't
today.
Wait to have very funny stories because they definitely won't know who I am. Because over here, they'd be like, oh my God, who was that person? Who was that person? Because very small scene.
The gay community is gay, tiny over here.
But over there, it's humongous. So
humongous.
Can't wait to absolutely get to... Again... Don't be silly, rat that willy.
Woohoo!
No, deserved. Living with me, man, 28 years, and I've never brought a person home ever.
No, I'm super excited for you because it's so much bigger over there. So there's literally such more options for men. Sean, that's so exciting. And the men over there are absolutely unbelievable looking.
I know, there's one massive one. Oh, Matt the Belgian, straight into that mic.
That's for you.
I do apologise. He flew over to London and was doing all like South of France, but he was texting me on WhatsApp and he's like, come to the South of France. I was like, oh, he's that rich.
Oh my.
He's like, come to London, come to here. I was like, no, I don't
so
have
that loads
money.
Of lovely men with loads of lovely money.
Yeah, but then I kind of had a scrap up. I was like, why don't you just come to Dublin if you want me to go to these places so much? Why don't you come here for 2 days? And he's like, it's not on my agenda, it's full. I was like, well, my agenda's full as well, mister.
How do you feel about a mullet? Because they fucking love a mullet over in Australia. A mullet,
I love it, like lovely. Surfer man, imagine how sexy.
Like what, long hair?
I can't even float and they're surfing through the
they
waves.
Save, yeah.
I know, brilliant.
But would you be with it? Would you like long hair on a man? I love all these beachy men. Oh my God, full of sand and I love you.
Kylie, you know quite well I'm probably not going to go on one day.
Which
I'm
going
to be stressed off
true.
To meet hits after work and I'm probably going to go back on the wine.
Sean, me and you are very similar human beings in the fact that we're very driven by the sexual drive and then we're like, yeah, see if we see no, him. If one person said, hey, I'm like... I will not even... No, I
know, they're not going to understand me. So I was actually trying to do a role play in my head. I was like, good morning, Mishka, Mishka, Mish. Sean speaking. But I was like, what am I... They're not even going to be able to hear me. Like,
I don't think they want to hear you.
They're not even
going to
be able to... No, I mean the dentist.
Oh.
Very, like, half the time.
You meant the men.
Now, half the time, people are literally like, oh, now I can't understand you. And that was working in three dental.
Sean, 90% of Australia is fucking Irish now.
I know, but
do
like,
do you know what I mean? Like, very fancy millions dentists. Of us.
They're going to be like, hey, why'd you get sacked? They couldn't understand me.
That's about that.
Just speaking English all my life, but they couldn't understand me.
You'll just have to, like, slow it down. Yeah.
Dumb it down.
Yeah. No, not dumb it down, slow it down.
Right.
They be grand. But come here.
Come here, I have another question to ask.
I do, of course I do.
About moving out, come on.
Oh. Very mind reading today now. Do you think it's going to be mad like not living with your ma? I don't think I could be trusted not living with my ma. I'd be having to eat things of Nutella for dinner every day, you know?
I know, I just can't wait to, you know, like when you wake up for your morning piss or whatever it may be.
Lovely.
Now hold on a minute, because I'm telling you, every single day that woman hears a creak up to say, hey, look, no, like I'm literally trying to wipe here. I'm trying to wipe, Mrs. Willie. Just give me 2 minutes to open my eyes. Yeah, love, so do you want anything in the shop? And she's standing outside the door. And then she's like, ah, fuck off, then go on, you. And then she gets me what I want in the shop anyway, but just let me have your morning piss.
I was
going
to say, the second you get over there, the one thing you're going to miss is Emma, creaking up downstairs.
I absolutely miss her so much. Now, come here, she actually hasn't showed if she's been heartbroken. She probably is behind closed doors.
Solid.
No, I know, but she actually still to this day hasn't. And every time I'm coming in and I'm so emotional, she's literally just giving me a hug. She's been so supportive. She's like, Sean, I'm telling you, baby, it's going to be the best thing for you. And me and your dad and everyone else is always going to be here. Just let us know and we'll drop you back. Like, we'll get you back home.
Yeah, after. Remind me.
What?
I had a major like heart to heart with a man at a party.
Oh, did you?
Big heart to heart.
Oh, well, then maybe keep it between you, son, if it was lovely. Or do you want
to? No, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't dissect it, but basically, your dad. God, Paddy. Like, do you know what it is? Because I think you and Christine's love is so outward that everybody knows it, and everybody knows you and your man love each other. And Paddy's never online or anything. Do you know what I mean? Now I know him, but a lot of people wouldn't know him. And Jesus Christ, Sean, he's just so fucking proud.
No,
he loves the world, yeah. And my eyes was watering talking to him, really. And truly, but didn't your dad turn around to me and saying, he was like, and you're not to stop doing what you do. He said, you're doing brilliant, and I don't ever want you to give up on that. And I was like, oh my god,
no, but it is so
god.
Lovely to hear from someone else, especially from someone that you wouldn't think would ever give anything like that to you,
Sean. The way he spoke about you, the way he spoke to me, the little nuggets of knowledge, the like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I
just sharing
that one's in, but you get that once in a blue moon,
sharing the wisdom with you, and it was just the loveliest thing in the world. But I can't tell you, Sean, how fucking proud he was. And he was like, I'm going to miss him with all my heart, he said, but at the same time he's wanted to do this for so long, and like, we love him to bits. We just can't wait to see how it goes from. But it was lot deeper.
He was telling me he's going to rent out my room. My mom was like, not at all. Don't be renting nothing out. No, I'm coming through my home.
No, your mom wouldn't have it.
I know, it's going to be a ball. It really will. I'm going to miss him so much, but I'm actually so excited. Like, things the crying is done now. And obviously, like, because my mom's, we got the dates mixed up. I probably already said this on a podcast and I probably said it online, but my ma's like the end of September for her birthday, so I was like, I want to be here for that. But then when I went to get my haircut that time, when I was booking it in with Yoke, and she was like, oh, we'll book this date. And I was like, grand. So when I went to my ma, I was like, are you for fucking real? She was like, we were supposed to be going that date, like, for my birthday.
Yeah.
So she's like, now I'm at the booking this date, and now you're away. I was like, so I'm not even going to have my ma there to wish me goodbye.
I don't know whether the universe said.
No, I couldn't be doing that. So like, I think I'll have 1 week to myself.
Right.
1 week, she's gone in a few days. I think I'll have 1 week to myself. And but then it'll be great because the house will be free, so I'll have all the girls around, everyone be there. Obviously, yeah, of course, come stay. Free beds, me man, I'll probably try to charge it. I'm only joking. But then I'll obviously have Ash and Cassie to fly back over with. Yeah. So I'll be like nothing.
Yeah.
So I actually feel like it's working out.
Everything's falling into place. 100%.
Like, I actually, not one bit of anxiety. If I was to leave now in the next hour, I'd be like, right, toodaloo. That's how, like, I'm ready
for
it.
You're ready to rock now.
And I think also having, like, the clarity and the fucking, for the dentist, like, if I am going to have a call, I think I'll absolutely smash waffling the ears off him about teeth. And I'm hoping that they looked on my Instagram as well.
Yeah.
To see that I have a few followers.
I feel like the two of us is after coming to kind of it. Like I said, the podcast is after coming to a natural close. Everything that you want to do is falling into place. Everything with myself, I'm feeling like everything's falling into place with me. As you know, I had a huge problem with Instagram for such a long time. I've been very expressive about that on here. I've taken a step away from the stuff that I didn't want to do anymore.
And how better do you feel yourself?
I feel fucking fantastic. I've went back to just being me.
You've always kind
self.
Of felt spooky about the shit anyway, so even when you weren't up for it and then you had to do it, it made you feel like triple
worse
times
again.
Worse. It
worse
did.
Again.
And then you're like, oh no, fuck this. Some things that should only take you 5 minutes, you'd leave off for a few days. And then when you're going to do it, you're like, no, fuck this.
I was sitting under it. It just wasn't stuff that was like authentic to me.
Nothing.
And now stuff that I'm got, if I take on in the future or whatever, it will be for me and it'll be stuff that I genuinely want to do. And the direction that my page is in, like I mentioned, it's not going to, it's not all for aesthetic, it's not that, and like, I like having me. Conversations.
Like, we're just real.
Yeah, I like having conversations. It's not about how it looks or if it fits on me grid or if the colour scheme is fucking right. Yeah. I'm going to throw up what I want to throw up and put up what I enjoy. Whether people engage with it or not, that's grand. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like I'm really after kind of settling into myself at the right time, and the two of us are ready for now new little horizons. I just think it's lovely the way everything's ever
like
coming together.
Snake shedding its skin.
Do you know what I mean? And it's after happening at the exact same time, and just so happens that this has come to a natural close.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking, we're grown together.
We're grown together.
And we have done over.
Dean's buzzing to kick us out now. What will you miss the most about me? Tell me more about me.
You're like, let's just talk about me for a minute.
Let's be a me right now.
I just, yeah. Do you know what? I'm avoiding this, and I said this when I shared the picture of me and you on my page. I really just probably don't want to talk about it right now.
Why?
Because I'm just very emotional.
I know, but...
Do you know what? Like I said, we spent the past 2 years avoiding the life of each other.
I know,
and now I'm after waking up and going, he's fucking leaving in about a week, and I'm after been hiding from him for 2 years. So that's not ideal.
But we haven't really been hiding.
No,
it's
not
just
like
one
that.
Day goes into a week goes into a month, and then we're like, oh, bollocks,
before
what's that
you, yeah, how fucking quick time goes as well. But do you know what? It's a blessing in disguise as well, because as quick as time goes, I feel like you're going to go and you're going to start your new life, but you'll be home for a visit as quick.
100%. But I don't know what time FaceTime I'm going to be able to FaceTime. Yeah, AKA.
Many hours
say
are
FaceTime
behind?
No, they're 9 now, but in summertime, they're 11. Bizarre.
What?
They just jump up 2 hours.
Does he move stratospheres or something?
I have
someone?
No clue. Don't
what the
know.
Fuck?
I was only getting told yesterday. She's like, it's 9 hours now. She's like, but then it moves up to 11.
No, that's so
like,
spooky. And I wouldn't mind. I was going to say to you, me and you be on the lives. I'd be drinking vodka at 8 a.m.
Maybe plucking the bollocks out of a banana somewhere on the farm.
When do you have to go and do your farm work, actually? Are you allowed? How long
know.
Are you allowed until you have to go and do it?
I don't know. I'm going to ask whenever that lovely dentist man calls me. I don't know if it'd be today or whenever, but I'm going to ask him like if there's any opportunity for me to potentially be sponsored. Do you get me?
Oh, can you be sponsored without doing farm work?
Yeah, you can be sponsored like
without doing farm work.
If it's an option with some places, like not everyone does that.
Right,
I'm
okay.
I'm not too, don't be taking me word for it.
No,
I'm not too sure.
I wouldn't have a clue.
But hospitality, you can do like, as in you don't have to do farm work, but you still have to go like to like the middle of nowhere and do like a hotel kind of thing. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I'm going to say that to him, because if he's like, oh, look, we'll take it on. But I'm going to say to him, look, I won't actually be here like forever.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Is it better for me to go and do my farm work and come back to it in 3-4 months time? And then I'll have.
Do you know what? If it was me, I think I'd just go straight away and just carry out.
But I think it's better to get to chat in just to kind
of
hopefully see me experience if he even fucking has subtitles on his phone.
Do you want me to really tell you something now? I don't know if it's 100% true, but I did hear that it was true. See, the way I had the rhythm as a dancer, I don't think if I ever have to go to Australia that I have to do farm work. I think I'm naturally signed off because I had...
Rhythm is who, what?
Cancer, Sean. Oh. The rhythm is a dancer.
I was like, is she on about a song she posted on Instagram? Rhythm is who?
Rhythm is a dancer, the cancer. I was trying to be PG.
It's me. I had to ring you last night to say, what the fuck does the word sparse mean? What does sparse mean?
He rang me and he goes, Carly.
No.
What does sparse mean?
And she was
mean?
In the dark as well, and she started freezing, and it was glitching like Wreck-It Ralph, that little glitch in the movie Wreck-It Ralph. My phone's about to die, and she's trying to explain. I was like, I was like, what's it mean?
Gas.
What's it mean?
But yeah, I think I don't. I think, Sean, that my doctor can sign me off. Listen, and I tell you, right? Never say never, okay?
Never say never.
I don't know. Maybe one day. I always say, and I've said it for ages now, I'd like to do Australia for one singular year and bounce home.
The last round of sex stories. Now, clearly I'm going to pull up the odd time over there for embarrassing sex stories. So it's just the last round on the podcast, people. So one of them being, I was on top of my boyfriend having sex last week. I'm off the pill at the moment, so I got him to pull out. And as I got off him, he somehow managed to come in his own face. Haven't stopped laughing ever since. Now, let me tell you something, because... No, I actually can't tell you. No, I can't.
No, Sean, it's the end. You might as well embarrass yourself. Come on, you're moving country.
Go on. I know, me mad as you listen. Like,
Christine, basically, come here, ears.
Whatever went on her face went on my face before, and I got pink eye for a day, so that's all I'm saying to you.
Oh, it's happened to us all.
No, but it was stinging the balance out. Yeah.
Sean, I went blind for about 2 days.
Oh, perfect.
And I had a set of eyelashes on me, and it was all stuck in all of us. Sorry, Ma.
That's the first time you ever come back with something like that. Normally, you're like, delete that, please, delete that.
No, I'm looking for a husband. I'm just letting you all know.
Just letting you know that I will go blind for 2 days, but I'll be back. and I'll have 2020 vision, so you can do what you want then, but give me a 2-day
I'm
interval.
Not letting you know I accept it.
You want me to go with the foursome, baby? Okay. Ian's pointing his biro at me here to go with this one.
Not the biro.
Not the biro. Speaking of biros, let me just cut across. Hold on a minute. Right, so there I was, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, my attic is like a bomb site. It's all clean, but the roof came through on the main part with the longest pole to hold all the clothes up. So I was like, I can't physically put that up because my damn ass in 4 months. Where is he helping me? So
upset.
All the food is down. Don't be getting
sorry,
upset.
Sorry, no, I'm actually...
Give it over, right? So I'm telling you a story. So can't find my driver's license. So I was like, went online and I was like, can you replace it? And my dad was like, you're going to have to go up to the place. And I was like, I'm not driving up to fucking City West to do this shite. I have to fill out the form and then I have to get a stamp by the guard. So I was like, right, I go into the guard station on the way home. Where was I coming home from the other day? Anywho, so went in. Another way to sit there.
Yeah.
Well, you have to sit there anyway. If you don't know, get to know. You have to sit there. Don't bother knocking on that window because they'll absolutely just let it rip at you. So I'm sitting there like a little goodbye and I'm reading the sign. It was like COVID-19. Please bring your own pen or we won't be opening the door to you, basically. No, it's 2023. Sitting there and he's like, yeah. And I was like, hey, yeah. I was like, I just need like your declaration signed. I can stamp basically for me lost license. He's like, well, where is it? And I was like, well, I wouldn't be here if I knew where it was. And he was like, so you lost it? Yeah. I hate this bollocks now. Just spit it out. Stop even trying to be smart with me because I'll absolutely just annihilate you.
You just get absolute full class.
And he was like, well,
do
you have the form that you want signed? No, because I'm coming to you so you can stamp it and sign it, mister. I was like, no. I was like, do you not have one there because you need to stamp it and sign it? No, none here. You'll have to go print one out. No, I don't. I was like, well, can you get one? I was like, in emergency. I was like, I'm going the next 2 days. I was like, please. I don't have a printer at home. I don't know where to even go to get a printer. Please. He was like, oh, give me a few minutes. 10 minutes passed. He comes back, hands it to me. And I was like, can I grab a pen? I was like, this is just name, PPS, and like a date of birth. Don't have a pen. He's like, just tap it now. Did you hear that noise in the mic? That's him tapping his vest. Right? So bear in mind, I'm getting a flashback now of that sign from COVID. Bring your own pen, he won't be served. I was like, they're clearly still doing this. He goes to me, starts looking around. Now, this is a full guard station. And he's like, don't have a pen. Don't have a pen. And I was like, oh, you don't have a pen in the whole station. Oh, okay. I was like, brilliant. I'll just go get one. Maybe if you just put your hand up over the thing, there's some pens left up there. So now, bear in mind, he knows there's
no
pens.
Not a bookie's your fucking issue.
No,
you fuck
there's no pens. And I'm like, trying to, I'm like, that's scraping the whole thing. And I was like, oh, no. Then I go out, sign it, come back in, and there's a little old man with a crutch. No, he's a little old man, he can't breathe. No, he's tiny, he can't breathe. And I was like, oh, he must be sick. I was like, he must be sick because he's not breathing properly there. Like, and he's knocking, and you're one scream saying, and you know what? They're like, they're going to absolutely...
What, the banger?
The banger. They'd just stab you in the neck straight away.
They're full of biscuits, them. They'd kill you stone dead.
We'll be rich in a minute. And no, swings the door open about 5 minutes later. He's whispering to me and I was like, stop talking to me. I was like, oh, I might have to be in trouble with this man because I'm getting cheeky with him. She swings it open. She's like, which one of you are impatient and don't know how to wait or turn? And I was like, him.
It's him.
I was like, oh, he's forced, let him go. It was him. I'm being lovely here because then I forget you're fucking supposed to have your passport and
you were the problem here.
No. He was forced when I went back. He must have just slid it on in when I went from the car to get the thing. So I was like, right, cool. So then she's like, what's this? Now, she's had to see that form 800 times. Let's be real. Because you have to stamp it. So she's questioning him. And then he goes, and she's still being a little bastard to him. Then he goes, as he's trying to breathe and his crutch falls. And I was like, ah, no. I was like, this is like up the movie. I was like, I'm heartbroken here. He's like, my wife only died recently. And then 5 weeks after she died, I got cancer all over my body. And he's like, I'm just riddled in it. And he's like, I've no one to mind me. And I need to get this benefits and stamp it. And she was like, oh, you've no one to mind you? He's like, but you don't have any family. She's saying to him, no.
You better have good reason for upsetting me like this.
No, I'm just saying because this is where I'm getting to. And she's like, do you have any? And he's like, no, like, they're all grown. Like, and she's like, oh, well, that's devastating. She's like, he was like, I'm literally just trying to get this signed so I can get benefits and all. So she's being a little, I'm going to use it because she's being a cunt to
cunt.
Him. Right? The crutch falls.
Yes, Ian.
I pick it up, give it to him, open the door for him. He gets sorted anyway. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I was just here a second ago. I was like, we're just filling this out. And she's like, any, idea. I was like, no, showed her on the phone. She's literally eyeballing the life out of it. No, eyeballing it. Now, couldn't look any more like me because I only got the photo taken about 3 months ago. Still looks like me. She's like, yeah, where are you after? I was like, what? I was like, I'm just to kind of take a photo of this and get this. All right, Grant, you've no passport, you've no ID, so I can't really sign that. I was like, I'm just showing you to your missus. Then she was like, where do you think your license is? And I was like, well, if I knew that, I wouldn't. She's like, well, there's no point in getting smart. I was like, no, the other man already asked me this. Stamped it out the door, basically. That's what I'm saying when Ian pointed his biro. This is how it all came back to the 360 thing.
Fuck off,
that's
Sean.
The ADHD. I had to tell you that story. They were being rude little bastards. I've never been to the conversation once in my life.
I was waiting on the biro to come
that
into
play.
That is
weird. They wouldn't give me a biro. I had to go find one on the street to sign the fucking form. Anywho, back to the sex story. That last story you'll probably never make it in. But let's get on to it. I went over to a girl's gaff, to ride her last summer. Met on Hinge and knew it was just sex. While we were at it, I heard banging coming from inside the house. Oh, lovely. The mad cunt locked our 10-year-old brother. Oh, another cunt, that's three of them. The mad cunt locked our 10-year-old brother in his room so we could go at it without him interrupting. Ha ha, full stop. The poor kid was bawling, crying, and is now probably traumatised. No, I'm sorry.
You can't lock the child in a room like a cat.
No, like a cat. The way Keith used to lock me out of the shed when he used to bring everyone over drinking his Bacardi Breeze and hiding behind the LFC curtain in the shed.
Kissing
the girls.
Room, like a stray cat. Oh my days. No, that is some fun. If Toosler is listening. Jesus Christ.
Toosler.
Toosler. No. Someone save that child. Ah, that's horrific. I'm delighted I have no younger siblings now because I'd have definitely bolted a door or two. I would have.
You would have ate through that door. He would have just ran straight through that door.
I'd be like Danny out of Wild Thornberrys, you know, the little thing. Oh, what?
Went on a Tinder date with a lad who kept picking his scabs and leaving them on the table. Now, why would you even put that on the sheet, Ian?
Can I just say something?
That is nasty.
Because I've seen people doing that. Yeah, well, and do you know what I've also seen people do? Discreetly pick their nose and eat it. I've sit now, not on a date because I don't go on dates, but I've seen people do it. I've seen, like, I've been out for dinner and I'd be sitting across from somebody. I've seen people picking their nose and eating it. Did I not enough? No. Like, why are you
like
eating
your snaps? Oh, well, inflation, let's be real.
Cost of living crisis, have to eat me snaps.
You have to get it somewhere.
Go, Sean, the last one, is it?
Not my story, but a friend. Very, very dark, but I honestly can't help laugh. Can't help laugh. Okay. She started seeing a lad who was quite heavy and very clumsy. They went back to hers and he kept up in the middle of the night to grab water. And he got up in the middle of the night. Sorry, let me read that again. Oh. Not my story, but a friend. Very, very dark, but I honestly can't help but laugh. She started seeing a lad who was quite heavy and very clumsy. They went back to hers and he got up in the middle of the night to grab water from the kitchen. The super fuck tripped down the stairs and paralysed her chihuahua.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, I love how the little crying laughing emojis are on the piece of paper as well.
Sean. Oh, no, I'm not laughing on this. We're not about
Let
animal cruelty up this bitch.
Step.
Sean, do you know all I'm thinking about is, you know, Norbit and the little dog gets and he has the wheels attached to the back of him.
Norbit, I told you not to move my damn seat.
No, but you know the little dog when he knocks it down and he has the little wheels put on the back of him.
I'm just picturing Miss Fuchsia coming down that water slide and
Oh my God, I'm not laughing at that, but that's horrific. Jesus Christ. We're not body shamers either, by the way. Oh my God. Fucking hell, the poor dog.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, lads, this is the last round of Ash or Anti from the podcast, so we're going to get right on into it. Right. Hi, guys. Recently, I went on a girls' holiday and bumped into a group of guys we know from home. We started to hang out with them while over there. In this group, there was a lad that one of my best friends, who wasn't on the holiday, was with years ago in their teens. The more time we spent around the guys, the more I noticed we were gravitating toward each other. It was happening so naturally and I was really enjoying being around them. Anyway, we ended up kissing a few of the nights and we've discovered we actually really like each other. I spoke to the girls about it and the majority of them said it's no big deal, but two said they wouldn't be happy about it if it was their ex. My friend that was with this lad before is happy in a new relationship, but I'm still kind of afraid to tell her. Am I a bad friend for letting this happen? Is it wrong of me to continue on seeing this lad? Thanks so much. I absolutely love listening to you and Sean and missed you so much on the break. Also, all the luck in the world to Sean in Australia.
Ah, brilliant. Now, I was looking at your mount moving there and went into a zone. Tell me long story short. Tell me long story short. What happened there? Someone cheated on who?
A girl. No, nobody
someone
cheated on anyone.
Someone got to do it next. You were looking directly at me
the whole time.
I was just like, I'm going to miss you so much and I was just looking at you. I know, go on. Tell me there.
Basically, a girl said she went on holidays with her friends, bumped into a group of lads that he knew from her home. One of the lads was with one of our friends that wasn't on the holiday when they were younger. And she ended up fancying him and kissing him. But she discovered that she really liked him and he really liked her. And now she's scared to tell her friend that was with him years ago. Is she wrong?
Ah, no, fuck it, go for a girl.
Do you reckon so?
Yeah, well, like, if that was the guy, just picture it as the gay world. Treat it as the gay world.
Oh, my God.
They are vicious. Now, I mean, a friend of a friend that knew that I was mad about this person was like, probably just going to go on a date with this person. I was like, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. The bed's not even cold for me yet and you're going to be going on a date.
Wait, were you already with this person?
If you know.
Were you already with the person?
No, I've seen them.
Right.
And another person, I'm trying to, yeah. So I was like, no. So basically treat it like the gay world and it'll be fine.
No, like, I know in the gay world, like, they're someone vicious. Would finish on the Tuesday and their and friend will the be Wednesday. Out with the person on the Wednesday. Yeah. Like, it is. It's insane. I don't know. Do you know what? I remember I had, like, a similar situation years ago, right? And no, honestly, and a friend of mine kissed somebody that I would have been with, like, years before, but I thought I had a connection with them and I thought I loved them. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe she done that. And now at the big age that I'm at, I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up the cheek. Like, I just don't think that you can put anybody on hold or put anybody on pause. Do you know what I mean? I've been in a few situations myself where I'd be like, oh, I can't go near him because such a person was with him when she was 12. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Then again, I'm trying to picture you now if anyone got with... What are other people?
Oh, they're really welcome to them. Oh my God, I will fucking get in the Yaris. I'll drive you to the house and you can have
I'll
them.
I'll give you money for your first date. Go on. I'll drop you to the first date.
Do you know what it is? I'll bring you to the first date and then I'll pay for your therapy when you're finished. You enjoy. You
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting you to be like, cut that out, Ian. Cut that out.
No, don't cut it out. Leave cut it fucking out. In. Have them. Is all them. I'll say. You can fucking have
funny
them.
Funny.
That's
bastards.
No disrespect to anybody. Because listen, anybody I was with, fair play to you, but no.
It's a no from me.
It's a no from me. But no, I remember years ago, I remember being real bored over it. And then I was like, hang on. Like, as you get older, you're like, right, fucking hell. Like, imagine you could be blocking someone from their husband or wife that you've had nothing got to do with for years. I wouldn't mind if you had a plan on getting back with the person or something, or if you sit, like, if you see in the future with this person and whatever. But if you're moved on, I just think people just like to give out to people for the sake of it.
No, 100%, but I'd also kind of like try stir from that, because if that's the case and they were kind of childhood sweethearts, and what if the other person that was with them years ago is actually single now, and the more that they have to see them with this person, would they be like trying to creep themselves back in? Is there going to be any
No, she said the person, the friend that was with the person is in a new relationship.
Shock,
and she's happy.
I didn't listen to one fucking thing you said when you were done.
Did you say you didn't? Sorry, my brain's at that. See what you just said into
I'm
that microphone.
Looking at you do.
No, listen to me. See what you just said into that microphone. I nearly had to get sick because I thought you said something different.
What?
My brain said no, something. No, I'll tell you when I'm finished because I can't say it on the mic. But I'll tell you what I thought.
I didn't listen to one fucking thing you
I'll
said.
I'll tell you
then.
What my brain thought.
Where does my
you
brain go when you're telling stories?
I don't
stories?
Know. But yeah, no, listen. I say you're big enough and ugly enough. I think that if you want to go for it, go
just
for
say
it.
Say ugly enough?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a saying. Big enough and ugly enough. No, my ma said it to me. Right? Oh.
Sharon, you're getting rinsed.
No, my ma lifted me out of it. But yeah, fuck it. Go for it, I reckon, because I think it, like life's too short.
Life's too short.
And if you want your hole, get your hole. Isn't it?
Go out and get the tablets, kill it. Go I'd on.
Not to clap.
I don't want to joke it.
But you're not. Right, so another one. Hi, guys. Hearing about Sean's big move away has inspired me to get in touch. I'm in my mid-20s and I've always wanted to live abroad at least once. The only thing keeping me in Dublin is my relationship with my long-term boyfriend. He's adamant that it's not for him and would never want to move. Initially, I thought this would be a mad thing to break up over as we have been together since we're basically kids, but it's a thought that's come into my head more and more. Girl, if you're thinking about leaving,
leave. Toodaloo.
That is the truth because if it's a subconscious thought in your mind, like I think there's some want in you to go.
Yeah,
I think there'll be an awful lot of resentment over the years. I think you'll hold bitterness and resentment. And I think if it comes 5 years down the line that you didn't go and follow your heart and do the travelling, you're going to blame it all on him.
On him. When it's
and
your own fault.
Yes, may because, come to a close anyway.
Absolutely.
I know a friend of mine at the moment, right? She met somebody and he's a gent. This is all from her. He's an absolute gentleman. Treats her 100%, like he's lovely to her, to get along great, everything is there. But she, like you, had a thought in her head, she wants to travel about 10 years, Sean. She has wanted to do this for a long time. And she had to just pull the brakes and say to your man, look, like, I really like you. I really appreciate all the effort that you make with me. But I don't think I'm going to be able to continue on in this relationship. I think, again, I'll only end up resenting you if I don't go and do what I have to do. I'm not asking you to wait on me. What will be, I'm going to bounce and do my own thing. And please God, if you're single, when I'm ready and whatever, we'll go with it. And if not, it wasn't meant to be. And that is the way it is, I think.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't make it any easier, obviously. Jesus Christ, I'm not just saying finish with your fella and bounce, but I do think there's a reason for everything. Right.
Oh,
I'm finding my boyfriend more and more frustrating to be around. Currently, we're both going through our own stuff with our own mental health. Both of us deal with things very differently and he started to become quite reckless. He keeps getting shit-faced on nights out, losing things like his phone or wallet, and he even blacked out and went missing for a few hours when we were in town on a night out. I want to support him, but it's difficult when I'm going through my own shit. Help.
Well, I think if she can see it like stronger, like from a stronger point of view from her, and she can realise it. But like, obviously, I feel like maybe let all his friends know that he's in this predicament and maybe like take a time apart and let them see what they can do, because he's going to have to go back to like the fucking stem of a fucking safety net if he's being reckless. Let's be real. Think about it like that. Like, you'd want your friends all around, you know, to that love you, to help you out rather than just keep going reckless and nobody knowing that this is what's happened. She obviously knows that he's going through mental fucking health issues.
Yeah. I find fellas almost get a little horn when their friends go like that. And I know this, sorry, this is probably a little bit misandrist and it's a bit assuming.
Hold on a minute, one big word.
Sorry. So, do you know misogyny is like men just not liking women? Well, misandry is women just not liking men. So I don't mean to sound like this.
Did you understand that now? No, did you not?
First time, but I do now.
Yeah.
First time? Yeah, so.
Very smart, okay.
I'm actually really not. So I find fellas, I don't know, just get a mad buzz out of fellas like going arseways on their boards. I'm like, yeah, bro, do what you want. Fuck that. Don't let her do it. Don't let her tell you.
It depends on what group they are. It depends if they're all
Sean,
like that.
No, not all of them. I'm not tearing them out with the same brush, but I've seen it happen a lot of times where sometimes there's really concerned friends and they look out for them, and then sometimes people kind of thrive on their friends running amok. So it depends on what type of friends that he has as well, if you're going to trust in them to kind of keep an eye on your friend or whatever. But the only thing you can really do is, if it's becoming really frustrating and it's driving the wedge between you, sit down and just explain and be like, look, I think it's actually a little bit dangerous what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to hear you, you can't help people that don't want to be helped. Do you know what I'm saying?
110%.
He's going to continue on doing what he's going
to
do. And
like, he needs to do it from the start, for his own self.
Yeah,
like,
and it's horrible. But if somebody is willing to not have the respect for themselves and like that, going around losing shit, do you know what's really, really unattractive?
What,
when grown-ass men carry on like this. Like, we're not kids anymore. I was only thinking this recently. The amount of fellas that I do see on a night out, and like they're grown men, and I don't appreciate right. it in women either. And when I get myself into them states, I get really embarrassed. Like, we're all at an age now. Do you really need to be falling around and being like that all the time? Don't get me wrong, people have their nights.
You don't know what they're going through or what they've gone through.
Exactly,
or
well, that's what she's saying. Up. He's gone yeah. through that. But you're just like, you do kind of have to try and get a handle on it as well, is yeah. what I'm saying. So if that's not suiting her lifestyle and she's not attracted to it and this is upsetting her, she's going to have to step back. Oh, either bring it up and try and sort it out or fucking step back, because I know I don't want to be babysitting nobody's grown man child.
No, like, and if he doesn't want to help himself, you have to go to the stem of it. So if his mom and dad are still alive, go to that and then go to his friends and just be like, that's all
well,
I can
do.
It's
not on anybody else, only himself, Sean.
I know, but he's also going to need the help depending. We don't know what it actually is, what it's stemming from, like, or if he's just gone fucking splats, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So unless it's like everything that's had to fucking coming back up from his childhood or whatever is that to happen, and now he's just gone splats and he's
some
like,
people just fucking run amok after a while, isn't it? Right, here's another one. This is a pretty basic one in comparison to some of the emails you guys get in. But one of my friends is getting married next year and a few of us have been tasked with organising the hen party. Our group is a very mixed bag. Some people in college, some making loads of money in different jobs, some out of work, etc. I'm currently working part-time and although I'm not completely broke, I do have to watch my pennies. Anyway, the hen has become a bone of contention with a few of us, as most of us feel it's got way too expensive. Some of the girls, mainly the ones with money, keep saying things like, we don't want it to look scabby, or we want it to be nice. The whole thing has left me a bit embarrassed, to be honest, not sure whether to go along with it or to try and make the case again.
No, that's pissing me off already.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, if they are friends, they already know, like, we'd have more money than you, kind of thing. I don't want you to look scabby, fuck off.
This is a huge...
You know that we don't have the money, so just step down off your little pipe, save your pennies and just do what we have to do.
This is huge at the minute, Sean. Like,
this is like fucking one of the girls that's only coming back from their stance. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, this was all like two different families trying to go and help it all out. And some people were literally like this, like, be like, no, that's not good. Like, no, this and this. And it all worked out in a favour when they didn't have to fucking go out of pocket and all the shelves. You know what I mean?
I just think it's a very, especially with the economy now, mm-hmm. and like we say, the cost of fucking living crisis, where people are like, well, I want to go to Ibiza on my like hands and you can all come. And you're like, oh, fuck. Like, a lot of people don't fucking have the money. Like, a lot of people don't. And I think it's heavy to expect it of people. I think if you're all rich and you're all in the same kind of paid jobs, fair. But again, there could be people on the sick. There could be people working a fucking, like, whatever job. Do you know what I mean? Like, basic fucking wage. And then there could be people on a higher wage. It's very hard to expect the same from everybody. I think it causes an awful lot of fucking friction between friend groups. I've actually seen it going on with about 3 or 4 groups at the moment, where some people are struggling to keep afloat with their fucking rent and their shopping in a week, never mind epoxy hens to fucking say, and I'm being hypothetic, say to Ibiza. It's very heavy. Whereas if it was me personally, and again, I can only speak for what I would want, if I was the way I am now, I'd just kind of want a bit of a cost-effective hens with the way things are now. I wouldn't be asking
everyone's
people to go on mad holidays.
Everyone's going to forget half of it anyway. So
do you know what I mean?
Let's be real here.
And I'm like, why don't you do it in a way that, listen, I'm going to have a hen that if you want to come on the holiday, come on the holiday. If you're in the position to do so, please do come, and then do something for everybody that they can be involved with.
Why don't you
meet
each other halfway? Then if that's the case, rather than being all fucking blow out with all the money, maybe do one day that's like, all right, it's a little bit spendy, but I can do it. And the next day, have your own option then from something else.
Yeah.
Realistically, once there's a good group of people and a good vibe, you're going to have a good fucking time anywhere you go. Like, regardless, let's be real.
I think it's just all keeping up with the Joneses now for Instagram and all that.
Oh, 100%.
And people are going to these places and their hands, leaving themselves fucking arse broke for what, for someone else's hand?
No, you'd have to just speak up and say, just be like, look, something's happening and this is where I'm at right now. I won't be able to afford that. Can we absolutely just
Or
like,
if it's
step
a
back?
Few people that are saying, look, it's not suitable, all he has come together, Vice is a fucking problem,
just
and just
do
say.
Do a WhatsApp group, put a poll in after voicing your opinion. No, really, because that worked. When one of the girls was doing it the other week, put a poll in and they won from the poll. So you'd be able to go which whatever one suits best.
Yeah, and I feel like if you do kind of an option in that way, it's nobody's being singled out for how they feel sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just
WhatsApp,
be,
put a poll in, speak your opinion.
And be very conscious of people if you're organising shit like that. And that's that.
And on that note, I'll never be at a hen. None of my friends are ever getting married because I know.
Right, do you want to read these general emails? Because I didn't read them yet.
General email.
Right, no, wait, explain. Am I going to cry?
I don't know, really.
Are you going
to... Oh. So, lads, we have a general email here from a girl called Emma. So she sent this in. Now, all I can see is Sean and Carly. I just want to say thank you for all the laughs, company, tears and smiles over the last year. I don't know what I'm going to do without the podcast. It was a safe space. Ah, oh, no. You both created where nothing seemed off limits. Sean, you will have a ball in Australia. I can't wait to follow every minute of it. Can't. Why the fuck are we reading this shit out, Ian? At the end of it, my heart's broken.
Absolutely grand. So, do you want me to do
that? That's ruining someone's little safe space. I won't stop thinking about her now.
Stop it now.
You'll just have to do what my ma does and keep listening over and over, girl. You'll be the safest person in the world. We
love
you.
Keep an eye on the Instagram. We will do lives. It'll just be very scary.
Probably be 4 seconds and then we're off. But, Emma, thanks so much for that. That was absolutely
thanks,
lovely.
Emma. Love you.
We're very happy that we left a little safe space in your heart over the last year.
Here's another one. Guys, I just wanted to write in to wish you all the best in your new chapters. I hope you guys might do something similar down the road whenever Sean is back or if Carly ventures out to us. Thanks for all the laughs. You two are mental.
Dean and Kulak.
Thank you, Dean and Kulak.
Fucking love you, Dean.
Do you want me to do the last one or do you want to do it?
Oh my God. Yeah. I see Paige's little name.
The first time I listened to the podcast was your episode of Paige being last year. I
just seen that.
Sorry. I was in the early phases of transitioning and I'm still going through a lot of changes physically and emotionally. That conversation gave me so much hope and confidence to grow as a person. Thanks for that and all the best in the future, Anonymous.
Anonymous, no. You alright?
No.
I can't. I'm done now. That's me. I'm sorry, stop my eyes though.
I was on the floor before we done this and I never in my life ever believed that I could sit down in front of a microphone and do something like this ever. This was a completely out of
like
comfort zone.
I feel like this showed like truly who you are, like how intellectually smart you are. Like I feel like you actually be able to voice your opinion the way you've always wanted to rather than from Instagram.
Yeah.
You say some bits here and there but you don't normally come on, like when you do your chit chats, like you write in a paragraph and
yeah,
I love reading. I'm like, there she is, there's that little book.
Yeah.
But no, I just love it. Like, and I literally never even understood how fucking smart you were. And all these words and everything that you clued in, so clued in, I can't actually wait to just watch you grow over the next while when I'm from a distance. Love you so much.
And now, and I'm delighted that we did it together.
Together.
But you stepped out of your comfort zone hugely coming into the studio. Remember, 100%. Remember the fucking first episode? You were vomiting your eyes.
No, but the second episode, because Ian wasn't at me in that religion room, I was fine.
I'll never forget the religion room. And I'll never forget it being next door to me ex's gym. Never will.
Never
bit of crack.
Will.
But it's just been fantastic. I'm so proud. Yeah, best of luck going off.
Thanks,
again,
baby.
I just keep on trying to avoid this conversation, but I can't avoid it because you'll be going.
I'll be going.
But again, you have grown so much. And Sean, one thing I will say is the episode 5 of season 1, the Us episode. It was just called Us, was it?
Was it 5 or 6?
Five or six, whichever
Ian's
it was.
Like, whatever, season I'm done with one. You people now, I'm logging off.
Season 1, the Us episode, you opened up. Remember the tangent you went on beforehand?
Sean was
talking about bouncy castles and red sauce before before he actually opened up and started telling us about himself, and you are really vulnerable in that episode, and I've seen a huge change in you from that point.
Thanks, baby.
And yeah, and I just loved it, and I'm so proud of you for everything. Can we just take a second to thank absolutely every single person that took the time out to come on and speak to us, took the time out to message us, to send us sex stories, ask our aunties, anybody that engaged with the podcast, listeners, just everything. Like, it wouldn't have been what it was without everybody.
And to absolutely thank you to Ian for having the belief in us when he contacted Carly and not me. But look, I'm here anyway. Oh, God.
We love you and we're so proud of you for everything. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
It's actually mad when you think about it. Like, we know we only see it like once a week, sometimes the extra hours. But like, we actually have become lovely little friends in the group chat and whatnot. And I hope we can continue it on.
I'm going to tell us the life out, yeah.
Well, you know, Carly, I probably won't reply. But even though I'm saying, I hope we can continue on to be friends.
I deny.
Love you. And Viv, if you're listening, which you probably won't
Vivo.
Be. Thanks for jumping in. I hope wherever you are, you find your feet. I'll probably see you in Australia.
You'll
somewhere.
Be hanging around in Australia. And one more, just before we go as well, Sasha, thank you for your guidance and thank you for everything. We love you dearly as well.
Brilliant. And let me just sign it off by saying, if you give €2 for a raffle ticket, you can win a
jungle gym and a jet ski.
And that's us signing off from That's What I Heard podcast for the very last time.
That's What I Heard.
Over and
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Out from one of your co-hosts, Sean.
And over and out from the other one, Carly.